Today on Job Talk, seals and sea lions, bird watching, scuba diving, traveling the world, observing animal and human behavior, and how it relates to education. All that and literacy, too. Share the adventure with us right now on Job Talk.
Hi, welcome to Job Talk. My name is Dave Forrest.
And I'm Doug Meinard.
Each week, we have the opportunity to speak with people of various careers and interesting lifestyles. Today, it's no different.
Dave, who we got lined up?
We have the joy and pleasure of speaking with Nedra Hecker today, who is a resident of South Carolina. Nedra, welcome to Job Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Nedra is a friend of mine from 1988, a couple of years ago.
Last century.
And she's a fascinating person because I met her in the animal training field. But besides being a great trainer, even though she likes seals, she also is...
Now, wait a minute.
Not a sea lion.
Let me step in here for a second. Some of my best friends are sea lions.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that's different, though. See?
Yeah, well, I mean, sea lions have ears and everything, but what do you have against seals?
I'll let Nedra get into that in a minute. And she also is a bird enthusiast, a birder. What would be the proper terminology for that? Not a bird watcher. That doesn't sound sophisticated enough.
No, the next level up is a birder.
Okay. So she's a birder. She literally travels the world and goes to explore things. Have you been scuba diving in every body of water on Earth?
I've been scuba diving. I've been to every continent on land, and I've scuba dove everything but Antarctica.
Wow.
They don't let you. It's all dry suit.
Yeah, I guess so. They wouldn't want amateurs down there doing that. She's a world traveler.
Yeah.
She just does all kinds of stuff. And now she's on the board of an organization that I can somewhat affiliate with. It's a literacy organization, much like I had done in San Antonio. It's the Reading Partners of South Carolina. Yeah. Let's start the most recent and we'll go work backwards. Give me some highlights on your Reading Partners. What's going on there?
Oh, Reading Partners is a national organization. It is a combining of regional activities under a national umbrella. So, for example, in South Carolina, we started as a small independent program called Book Buddies that was in response to kids coming into middle school and elementary school that were not prepared. They could not read at grade level, and that's been statistically proven to show that they're less likely to graduate and do well. Book Buddies turned into Reading Partners to help not have duplication of programs. The national program does all the financing. They have a national board, and then there are 13 regions, and they have to do some fundraising to make up the gap. It's about $2,300 a student, but we're in 13 schools right now with over 900 volunteers serving 750 students that are all Title I and between K and third grade. And it's all statistics, which is awesome because they're proving that it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I had the fortune of participating in San Antonio Youth Literacy. I was the executive director of that organization for a couple of years. And same thing, was a second grade reading program. And our numbers were very similar to yours. We had 950 volunteers, 720 students, and getting those kids up to grade level reading. And as you said, in Texas, a child who's at third grade reading level, that's the first time they do any of the standardized testing.
Right.
If they're at third, they are 8 times more likely to graduate high school. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
And it's so simple of issue to really resolve. And unfortunately, or fortunately, a lot of our volunteers are over 50 retirees,
which have time.
But we're also doing a lot of work with organizations and I don't want to use the word industry, but sort of lawyers' offices to have them pledge to have their employees come in an hour a week. And that has just been great because we get some good sort of younger role models as well as the grandparent mentor.
Yeah, we use the City Public Service, which is the electric company in San Antonio, had great support from them. We went to the police department, the fire department, had great support from them. A lot of church groups, a lot of, like you said, organizations, besides the individuals. But anyway, let me go backwards now. You were the chairman of the board at the Charleston Collegiate School. So education is a big thing for you, isn't it?
I think it is. I always sort of decided in college I did not want to be a teacher. and I was interested in biology. And so, of course, I ended up working in the education field. However, most of my professional career in the marine mammal industry was educational demonstrations and explaining species and environmental care. And that was extremely successful and rewarding for me because I had the kids riveted by having this fantastically large animal next to me. Whereas in a day-to-day school environment, I don't think I could have handled that. That takes a special person.
So let's talk about your special friends, the seals.
You, which ones? The gray seals or the harbor seals?
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Well, you know, Dave and I have conspired and perpetrated mischief across a broad range of projects, but perhaps the one that was the most fun are the sea lion shows that we got to do. And it's true that some of my best friends are sea lions, but I happen to like the seals too. And I just like to learn a little bit more about them and a little bit more about your work. And you're absolutely right. When you put a big animal like that in front of a kid, something magical happens.
Definitely. And the I had a theory. I don't know, it may have failed with Dave, but
I rest my case about putting something in front of a kid.
It's a species you first work with that really is the one that you end up loving the most. And because it's where you learn the most. So for me, I worked with harbor seals in New England Aquarium and I enjoyed them. But when I came to the National Aquarium in Baltimore, I got to work with gray seals. And they were so underappreciated by both the staff that was there and the management. And the more I read about them, the more sort of really interesting they became. Mm-hmm. I worked with them at the National Zoo as well. And they've just done some fabulous studies with them in the Navy. Well, they gave up working with them because it was more of a make it interesting for me kind of animal.
Yeah.
And so they were slower than other animals, but they could do it a lot.
Mm. Of course, we all know you go back 50 years and before people like Dave got involved with orcas, what did anybody know about them, really, you know? So I'm happy to hear that on behalf of my friends, the seals, that you've been.
I would say.
There you go.
Yeah. Nedra's a good ambassador for the seals. So I will give her, I'll give her kudos for that. That's great. All right, let's change species and birds. You know, here it is, our listeners are out there and someone says birds, bird watching. So just like you tried to convince me about the wonder of seals, explain to people the wonder of bird watching and being a birder.
Well, I had a professor in college that thought I should go into ornithology over biology, and I was like, meh. But like many things in your life, for me, the turning point was I went to Africa on a zoo trip through the St. Louis Zoo years ago. My mother-in-law was organizing those, so I got coerced. And the man that led the trip was the curator of birds at the St. Louis Zoo. And after you've seen 5 days of giraffes, you've seen 5 days of giraffes. But every place we went, the birds were different. So the beauty of them and the difference in them from place to place is far vaster than you would find just in looking at lion after lion after lion. I certainly appreciate behavior. For me, it's not so much ticking animals off my list. It's as much to be able to watch their behavior and see how they're interacting with each other. And that just extends from being a marine mammal trainer. You watch behavior and you're analyzing things. So I've always been interested in the behavior end of things far more than just ticking them off my list.
Yeah, but, you know, I can go to the beach and sit there and watch seagulls. But you've been to places where you had to climb, you know, 5 miles up into a mountain and then cross your fingers and hope that there'd be a bird, a unique species up there, right?
Yes. I went to Australia for a conference, for a marine mammal training conference many years ago. And I ended up going before the conference because that's a long way to travel. And I went into the Kimberley, which most Australians don't even go to, and went birding. And the guide, not to disparage him, was a young male from Britain that imbibed a lot of the Australian male ethos, if that's the proper term.
Okay.
And so he was a little bit dismissive of people that didn't really know the birds back and forth. And so it took him probably 5 days out of the six to realize that the three of us just wanted to sit and watch birds. But he also held grudges. For example, he went off to just for a walk and I followed him. And the other two said, no, we just want to bathe in the stream and take it easy this morning. Well, we saw a rare bird that they had come on the trip to see and hadn't seen it. And they were ticked off because he hadn't told them. But again, that's watching human behavior too.
Yeah, that's right. So what's next in your life, Nadja? What's your next adventure?
Oh, well, it's not an adventure. I mean, it's the time of life where I have an elderly mother-in-law, and I'm actually on Friday moving to St. Louis to help care for her. We're not giving up our house in South Carolina, but it's just changing job descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in truth, she has a better social life than I do. So I'm going to follow her around.
You got to move beyond the seals. If you move beyond the seals, you'll do better.
There. Well, they have seals at the zoo, you know.
Yes, I know. Well, they had this empty space and go, what can we put there? Nadja and I have had this ongoing for 30 plus years. We just kind of rib each other about this. Nadja Hecker from South Carolina, just a world traveler and an extremely interesting person. And it's always fascinating to speak with Nadja. We've had fun over the years and I appreciate spending time with you. Look forward to catching up with you again someday soon. Thank you so much for spending time with us today on Job Talk. And we wish you the best in everything you do.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Best to you both.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for spending time with us today. We hope to hear from you next week.
Yeah. In the meantime, leave us a note on the blog and or send us a note at dave@jobtalkradio.org or doug@jobtalkradio.org.
Dave takes the good notes. Doug takes the bad notes.
I take the high road. Dave takes the low road.
It's a journey. It's a four-wheel drive journey. Hey, thanks again for being with us on jobtalkradio.org. We hope that you'll go to our website, leave a note, post a blog, send us an email. Jobtalkradio.org.
That's jobtalkradio.org.